Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from SeaTac to Europe, including year-round direct flights to Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt offers both modern skyscrapers and classicist museums on the River Main, as well as shopping, restaurants, and cultural sites. More at Condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
There's a particular scene in the TV show The West Wing where President Bartlet is recording his weekly radio address.
This month, as autumn is in full bloom in much of the nation, the weekends will be devoted by many of you to leaf peeping and football.
Cut tape.
Sorry. Leaf peeping? Is that something we do now?
It is something we do, at least here in the Northwest, when the weather cooperates. And this week on Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley tells 88.5's Ed Ronco where to see the fall colors.
You consulted a couple experts to help guide us through the region. Who'd you talk to?
I did. I contacted Jillian Matthews, Ravenna Gardens. And then I also turned to famed plantsman Dan Hinckley, who is known as the Indiana Jones of plant collecting.
Where did they send us?
Well, here's their short list, and they're the real experts in this region. Bellevue Botanical Gardens, they said that you can't miss that in the fall. Dan wrote Washington Park Arboretum. He said you could lose yourself in the colors and the senses of autumn.
That's just the one in Seattle, just here
in
Seattle?
Yeah, right here. And a lot of people, and I, by the way, I was just there with a group of gardeners from Georgia just about a month ago, and they were blown away by it. I hadn't been there for years, so what a great place.
Where else?
Bloedel Reserve over on Bainbridge Island. That's one of their favorites. Also, Heronswood in Kingston. Discovery Park, the 534 acres there up on Magnolia Bluff are absolutely stunning. And I haven't been up there in a while, but you have.
Oh, the bluff overlooking the water is unbelievable. You don't kind of expect to be there until you come into the clearing, and all of a sudden you feel like you're on top of the world. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to get up there this fall. And then how about in Tacoma? You have a...
Oh, Point Defiance Park in Tacoma is gorgeous. You feel like you're lost in the woods, even though you're in a big city. And then I would also say, this isn't in Tacoma, but up north, one of my favorite drives this time of year is to go up I-5 toward Bellingham. But instead of exiting closer to Bellingham, you get off a little early and take Chuckanut Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Into town. And it's a stunning, beautiful drive this time of year.
And then the drive up to Mount Rainier this time of year is spectacular. And what I like about going into the national parks in October is most of the crowds have already departed the Pacific Northwest. So you kind of have, there's a quietness to the fall that you don't get in July and August, and it's not as frantic. And there's something really relaxing about that experience.
Bring a thermos of warm coffee or apple cider
right,
with you.
That's right.
All right, we've talked a lot about Western Washington. What's happening east of the mountains that we should go see?
You know what a really fun trip is to head down to the Central Train Station in downtown Seattle off Pioneer Square and catch a train over to Leavenworth for the day. I mean, that is fantastic. You can just relax, watch the fall colors as you cruise through the mountains. And you can get over there in the morning, and typically you can get back the same day. So in addition to catching the train, you might want to head over and check out the fall foliage and the colors of the vines changing in Walla Walla.
Grapevines.
I mean, that's some of the most beautiful scenery in the world. I mean, you head out to eastern Washington, and it will remind you just, you know, close your eyes, open them up, and you think you're in the center of Rioja or Burgundy.
Lots of opportunities to soak in the pretty before the gray winter arrives.
That's right.
Do you like this time of year?
Oh, I think like many people, this is one of my favorite times of year. There's something, I don't know if it's, there's kind of a romanticism and a nostalgic feeling in the area. And I'm not sure quite what it is. I mean, the smell of wood, you're starting to smell wood fires, and you kind of have these visions of, you know, sitting by the fireplace with a good book and a good glass of wine and just slowing down. And I don't know if that's just all imaginary or not, but at least that's my purpose.
All right, Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions on Bainbridge Island. Now, we've thrown a lot of things at you here, lots of places in Western and Eastern Washington to see fall colors. We're going to list them on our website so you can go back and refer to them. That's knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.